key principle number four, which actually districts don't have to start using until next school year, is measuring student outcomes.
So that one is what we're really familiar with in the classroom. It acknowledges that student outcomes are really important in any evaluation system. So we can use assessments that we normally think of that are associated with standardized testing, but we can also use evidence that a teacher uses in terms of their assessments in the classroom to show their performance and how kids are growing and learning in their classroom.
So something quantifiable, essentially, whatever that might be. And this could be different, as I understand it, for different classrooms, different grade levels, different types of students.
Right. The idea is to provide as many measures as possible for a teacher to show their performance. And so it might not be clearly visible in a high-stakes performance assessment, but if I'm using an assessment in my classroom that really evidences how my students are grasping a concept, that ideally that is also allowable in an evaluation system to judge my performance as an educator.
So, for example, it could measure things, not necessarily just test scores, but it could measure, say, attendance, mm-hmm. or it could be based on observations where an administrator could walk into a classroom and have essentially a checklist where they're evaluating if different types of learning styles are taking place. So this can quantify a number of different things.
It can quantify a number of things as long as it's capturing growth and as long as it's capturing development. I think that's the key word in that principle, which is measures of growth in student learning. So as long as the teacher's able to provide some justification, some rationale that's observable and quantifiable to capture growth and learning, that is also part of how we evaluate and see our teachers.
So this is really, in terms of all these different principles, this is really where the numbers come in.
This is where the numbers come in, and this is a significant shift in the way that evaluations have been done in the past. Early on, systems were the way you would describe them. They were checklists. The principal would come in, look for things like classroom management, look for things like what's up on the bulletin board, where their kids are paying attention. But this is specifically shifting our focus, and we've been shifting our focus in education for a while, to look at outcomes, and this just kind of captures that makes sure that an evaluation system is capturing in some way, shape, or form student growth. DESE, if we're using performance assessment, has not set a minimum threshold, so that's important to note. But some districts are assigning a particular percentage to how much growth has to occur in the classroom or how much does this growth principle count in the evaluation. That's still a district decision.